questions, questions, questions. What is a risk? What is a bet? What's a side bet? What's a hedge? What is an investment in this day and age? Huge questions, like the one Louise Story had just there at the top. Did
Absolutely.
You hear it? What does an investment bank owe its clients in terms of transparency and disclosure? All those questions were on display and in the conversation in a cathartic C-SPAN moment yesterday as top executives at Goldman Sachs went face-to-face with members of the Senate Permanent Investigations Subcommittee. The bankers were questioned on Goldman's role in the financial crisis and who should be accountable.
There's things that we wish we could have done better in hindsight, but at the times that we made the decisions, I didn't think we did anything wrong.
Now, that's sort of the corporate speak of Michael Swenson, a Goldman managing director. But listen to this questioning. That's where it really got interesting yesterday. This questioning of Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein by an impassioned Senator Carl Levin.
We're betting against this security succeeding. And you don't think that's relevant to a client?
I know that these are, you know, we live in different contexts, and this is a professional, this is a
market. I'm just talking about a human context.
In a human context, the markets work on transparency with respect to what the item is. It doesn't carry representations just of what a position the seller has. Just think of buying from the New York, from a stock exchange or a futures market. You don't even know, you're not even supposed to know who's on the other side.
Lloyd Blankfein trying to explain to Senator Carl Levin how the world works, and Carl Levin trying to explain, no, Lloyd Blankfein, this is how the world works. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us. That was an amazing, dramatic set of hearings. I wonder if the 10 hours you sat in the hearing room went by in a flash.
You know, it did go by pretty quickly because not only was it very intense questioning, but they were flipping rapidly through different emails and documents. We all had these huge books on our laps, and we'd turn to the page of where they were, as with the Goldman executives, and try to follow the line of questioning. The senators really got into details.
Now, for someone like you, who's really helped to break this story of Goldman and the SEC allegations that it committed fraud in its dealings, one of the characters at the center of that investigation actually appeared in public, Fabrice Touré, a Goldman trader. Here's what he had to say, in part.
I was an intermediary between highly sophisticated professional investors, all of which were institutions. None of my clients were individual retail investors.
So the Fab Fabrice is saying, I just dealt with companies and computers, not actually real people, so it's okay.
John, I could not believe it when he said that because, you know, there is an email from 2007 where he's writing to one of his girlfriends. And in that email, he said, I just made it to your favorite country, one of your favorite clients. I've managed to sell a few Abacus bonds to widows and orphans
wow.
that I ran into at the airport.
That's interesting. So really, you know, even though Fabrice is mentioned in the SEC complaint, in many ways yesterday the hearing was more about the court of public opinion than it was about any sort of verdicts that are going to be delivered in court. Listen to this exchange here between Carl Levin and David Vinier, who's CFO of Goldman Sachs, yesterday.
And when you heard that your employees in these emails, when looking at these deals, said, God, what a shitty deal. God, what a piece of crap. Do you feel anything?
I think that's very unfortunate to have on email.
Are you embarrassed?
And very unfortunate. I don't.
On email,
please don't take that.
How about feeling that way?
I think it's very unfortunate for anyone to have said that.
In the court of public opinion, what was that moment like yesterday, Louise Story?
That was a I'm not sorry I did it moment. That was a I'm sorry I was caught moment. And. Carl Levin was so furious. And in fact, David Vinier, the Goldman CFO, had to come back after the break, and he said, you know, I want to apologize. You were right. I should have, from the start, felt that that was bad.
So there's a lot of politics and a lot of this sort of morality in some of these gotcha moments during the hearings. But in many ways, this was a lot about bankers saying to the senators, hey, Everybody knows the game. Everybody's trying to sort of game everybody else in the world. There's no such thing as what you're trying to imagine here, this looking out for the consumer. And the senators were saying, no, you can't bet against something and tell your clients that it's good to buy. Did they meet and any common ground there? It seemed like in many ways they were from two different planets.
You know, one of the senators even said that he felt like they were speaking different languages. And no, they did not meet. At the end of the day, there was this intense grilling from Carl Levin back and forth with Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO, and they did not meet. And Carl Levin concluded the day by saying he felt that they're going to need to come up with some new legislation to govern conflicts and to govern this conflict that iBanks seem to have with their clients. So we'll have to watch for the details on that legislation.
Well, the takeaway here is that Carl Levin concludes, and there was a lot of political posturing in there as well because the financial regulation bill is, you know, headed for Senate debate. But from Carl Levin's perspective, Wall Street is so far out ahead of what the American consumer even believes is going on and certainly what Congress has the capacity to regulate. Can we even get to a point where these kinds of things are regulated? Lloyd Blankfein said it was really famous yesterday. Hey, they don't want to know. Nobody knows what all the side bets are. That's the way it works, pal.
Well, you know, these senators have definitely made a lot of progress in starting to understand this stuff. I mean, they were talking about derivatives in great detail. I've been often struck in the last few months how much the financial literacy of the entire public has come up because of our news discussions on this. So they may get there. The real thing that came out of this was something that struck me that Senator Ted Kaufman from Delaware said. He said, you know what really gets to American people? What really gets to American people is that Wall Street came out of this whole crisis so well, while the rest of everyone else didn't. And the fact that it seems like that happened because Wall Street has the game rigged. And that's what these senators were expressing to Goldman executives, this feeling of, is it rigged? You know, why aren't you telling people what you're up to, which was questioning everything that Wall Street's become, because Wall Street's become a trading industry.
Well, that is the huge sort of takeaway from those 11 hours of hearings yesterday. Louise Story, finance reporter for The New York Times, covering Goldman meeting the Senate and all the sort of fallout from the Goldman Sachs story. Louise, thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.